This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Sarah Bierbauer of the Enterprise Wireless Alliance, EWA. Sarah, thanks for taking the time to speak with me today.
Absolutely, Donnie. Thanks for having me.
So you guys are about 2.5 weeks away from the Wireless Leadership Summit being conducted, your annual show, and it'll be in Dallas this year, October 7th through 9th. A lot of things are changing in the world for your membership, from dealers to vendors to everybody in between. Tell us, what are some of the things you all are going to be doing to address some of those changes?
Sure. Thanks so much for having us on. And I want to mention real quickly, it's October 5th through 7th, actually, this year in Dallas. And we're going to be at the Westin Galleria. We're pretty excited about having a good show there. The program is going to be wonderful, as you mentioned. We're going to be focusing on a couple different areas that relate to change. So with people, with the industry right now and the industry growing as far as the direction it's heading in and the change that's coming to it with both technology and the pace with everything, we're going to have a couple different panels. Number one is going to focus on diversification and different sources that you can have within your business to grow what your offerings are to your customers. We'll have a couple good panelists talking about IT, ways that you can grow with information technology, ways that you can grow with security offerings, and just different solutions there. We're also going to be talking about collaboration, where we'll have a number of panelists focusing on a P25 system build-out that they had and how they collaborated with multiple vendors to be able to achieve a great solution for their customer. After that, we're going to be talking about business transition. So this is, I know, a big topic right now. There's a lot of activity within the industry with different mergers, acquisitions, people looking for solutions to pass their company to a next generation. So there'll be a couple different perspectives here. We're going to have a perspective from somebody who's looking to sell their company or has sold their company recently, somebody where it was a family business that took over their company, as well as if you don't have one of those options you want to go to and you're just looking at someone internally from your company to pass it along to, how to do that and how to go about that transition and that change. And then to wrap up the whole event, our keynote, Vicki Hitchkiss, has a great message that she's going to be doing on conquering that challenge of change for both the leadership of an organization as well as the staff within an organization and the culture. Whether you're selling or you're introducing new offerings or you're just looking at collaborating in a different way, that's change that a lot of people may not be super receptive to. And not all change is bad change, as we know. So it's about how to address that, how to bring your staff along with it, and really focusing on the leadership side of it.
Wow, that sounds terrific. Well, there is an awful lot of change going on, but as much as things change, they also a lot of things stay the same. And one of the traditions of the EWA and the Wireless Leadership Summit event has been advocacy at the FCC with the Technology Resource Network. Tell us, what are we going to hear from guys like Mark Crosby and Bill Dow?
Of course. Yeah, you can't stop Mark Crosby from getting up there and giving an advocacy update. The whole day of events on Thursday will actually kick off with an official welcome from Bill Dow and a State of Industry review from Mark Crosby. So the State of Industry Review will focus a lot on the issues that you hear coming out of EWA quite often, what we're doing to work with the FCC or, in some cases, fight the FCC on different regulations that are good for our environment, good for our dealers and sales and service providers. And some of those will be the 800, 900 megahertz issues, the threat of spectrum warehousing. And then, additionally, actually, I want to add in, during the lunch break on Thursday, October 6th, the FCC is going to be having a small roundtable. So it won't be one of the big general sessions. They want to have more of a conversation with people about the ULS modernization. So that'll be focusing on people who use the ULS maybe to do research and are getting in there more often and what different items they'd like to see for the modernization program that the FCC has undertaken as they're getting feedback from all the different users.
Okay, and I assume you guys will have an exhibit hall and networking receptions and things like that as well?
Of course. On October 5th, the first night, we'll be kicking it off actually with a reception that is hosted by our signature sponsors. And I should mention those are ICOM, Kenwood, Motorola, and Hytera, so thank you to them. That'll be a great networking event. And then the next day on Thursday, the exhibit hall will be open for most of the day for people to come and look at the different technologies, solutions, new product announcements from those exhibitors. And on Thursday night, there'll be a closing reception, which will be also the time that we're going to have a silent auction for the Joseph B. Vestal Scholarship, which is a great scholarship that is offered to a student at Old Dominion University in Virginia Beach, Virginia, every year. And we'll be raising money for that. So it'll be a good time.
Okay. And on Friday, will there be anything going on then?
Yeah, so Friday is going to be, a lot of the vendors are holding closed sessions on Fridays. And if you're attending or if you've been hearing about those sessions from your, from your vendors, I would encourage you to come and be able to hear about different new things that they're providing and some trainings that they'll be providing.
Wow. Well, sounds like a terrific event once again. Thank you, Sarah, so much for taking the time to speak with me, and good luck.
Yeah, thank you. And I should mention really quickly, if anybody is looking to register, you can go to enterprisewireless.org/WLS2016. And for anyone who's looking to track us during the event, it's #WLS2016 on all of our social media.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you, Donnie.